in some ways we got a little bit spoiled. The last couple of winters have been very mild, and you know, over the last several years we really haven't had the type of winters we had, you know, a few decades ago in the 70s and 80s, and we're experiencing a little bit of that this year. You know, starting in December, we had several weather events, and it's basically continued for the most part and mixed in with some cold weather and to the point where we are today. So as far as our overtime budget, our salt, those kind of things, that they've obviously taken the hit that would go along with that. Now, we're trying to get the job done, doing our best we can, and working through that, but in some ways it's been the winters of old, and we're just coming to terms with that. And I think the public is a little bit, too, just as far as the driving, settling in for the winter, coming to terms with getting around in winter conditions.
When it comes to the salt supplies, we always hear about that, and I know towns try to budget for it. Are you in a situation right now where you have enough salt, you think, to get through the winter? Will you have to buy more? How does that work?
Under our contract, we were allowed up to about 9,000 tons of salt, and we're probably in the range of using probably about 7,000 of that. We're supposed to be getting a delivery today. There's been some challenges the weather, of course, with that. I mean, a lot of the salt comes by barge, and some of the barges have been frozen in the river. So that's hurt not just us, but you know, communities all over. You've seen what's happened throughout the whole Midwest. I mean, there's cities to the north of us that are completely out of salt. We're fortunate we're not in that situation yet, but we are being very conservative. We have a very limited amount of salt at the moment. We're doing our best to get by with what we have, and hopefully, you know, that there's a, if we get through the month of February, generally we are in pretty good shape. But that's hard to say, I mean, because last year our biggest snow event actually came on, I think it was March 25th. So we could have a lot of winter left, and you know, if that continues the way it is, I mean, we could be in a situation where we are completely out of salt.
Well, does that mean that have you changed your policy on what roads get attention first? How that works?
Well, we try to be very conservative in making decisions when we apply the salt. We generally focus on what our main routes are, what we call trouble spots, where there's hills or around hospitals, those kind of things, and try to make sure those are covered. And we've been able to do that. But as far as when we apply the salt, kind of ratcheting back, I mean, how we go about it, the amount of salt that we apply. And a lot of it, it's a judgment call, and it's hard. We have a person with, you know, over 30 years of experience dealing with this, and he does his best job and does a very good job for the city of Springfield to make that happen. But again, you're gambling with Mother Nature, and sometimes, you know, despite the forecast, I mean, things change, and sometimes it's hard to judge, you know, when the best time is to apply the salt or whether to apply the salt. But we're trying to make those judgment calls and be very cautious and do the best we can, just like other communities are. When we attempt, you know, to order the salt, and you know, there's a list of about 100 plus that are waiting in line for salt as well for delivery. So we're not the only ones in this boat. If you look throughout the region, because of the weather, I mean, there's a lot of people in the same situation we are.
I hear a lot of questions from people this time of the year, people wondering, you know, what is that policy when it comes to plowing? Because maybe they'll say a main street they're on doesn't seem like it's been plowed and it's getting bad or something to that effect, or side streets don't get, you know, attention quick enough. Can you go walk through that, how, you know, what type of attention each street gets as far as, you know, how that's laid out?
What we've done, and it's been the same approach for many years, really, is your main streets, which obviously makes the most sense. That's the most traveled. It basically connects the city in its entirety, the flow of traffic. We focus on those streets to get those cleared as soon as possible, and our trouble spots. And again, the trouble spots are really a variety of things. There may be an area where there's a hill there, the incline, it becomes very dangerous, slippery when conditions worsen. It could be around a hospital area. We want to make sure those are taken care of. You know, when school's in session, we try to make sure those areas are hit the best we can, the approaches to them. And then we started working away sort of on our secondary streets, allow the main streets into the different subdivisions, and then eventually work through to the what would be considered the side streets and ending up in the cul-de-sacs and some of those areas. Now, because of our manpower over the years has been reduced, and also just because of how long it depends on the weather event, too. How long it takes us to get to those may vary. It may take several hours or into the next day before we're hitting in some of those areas. A lot of times, if we have a significant snow, it will be the next day before we're making it through the side streets and into some of the cul-de-sacs in those areas.
One of the things that I've seen this year, it seems like it's been worse to me, is the potholes that are starting to develop along streets. Is it worse than it has been, and what's the process for trying to fix that?
It's probably safe to say it is worse than it has been the last couple of years, because we've had some very mild winters the last 2 years. The other part of that is just our infrastructure. The fact that our infrastructure is in decline and we haven't put the money into it that we should have been on the maintenance side is probably added to that as well. Now, the positive of that is we are in the process, basically starting a major investment on our maintenance side of our infrastructure over the next 3 years, based off the sales tax increase that the mayor and the council approved about a year ago, I think it was. And we're in the process of ramping up an overlay program or a sidewalk program, a number of things, especially when it comes to the road, the overlay program, the seal coat program, that are probably going to make significant improvement in the amount of potholes out there because we're improving the streets to the condition where they should be. So we hope that's going to, over the next 3 years, help with the potholes you're going to see out there. That's not to say that they're going to be eliminated. We live in central Illinois. You're going to have the conditions that cause potholes, and that's just kind of a fact of life. But we hopefully will be able to stay on top of it a little bit better just with the investing the money in the roads that we should have been doing over the last many years.
And, of course, with the temperatures dropping the way they have and the freezing, I know that creates problems with a lot of other infrastructure, including water lines. Have you had a lot of that problem this year, water lines breaking? And
we do, and that's really City Water Light Power is in charge of our water system. We work very closely with them as far as the barricades, those kind of things, and the backfilling and that kind of thing. And making those repairs, but as far as the repair and the dealing with that, and those guys are the ones that have to suffer through the out in the cold and dealing with that, especially when the temperatures are dropping, that is a serious issue. The other thing that is on our side, on the public works side, is on the sewer division, with some of the rain, the temperatures up and down, we've had issues with areas where there's flooding, and our guys have to go out and use our Vactor trucks to pump some of that off, which is a very hard work. It's a challenge putting guys out there in those conditions, and also it's a challenge with the freezing and thawing just to keep it off the street, and especially when the weather temperatures get down at night where it freezes and causes slick conditions. So there's a number of those kind of things that are constantly out there. You don't hear a lot about or people that we talk a lot about, but that's always a part of the weather conditions that we're dealing with as well.
You mentioned the salt earlier and the fact that you're getting up toward your limit. Would that be something that you have to go back to the city council and ask for additional money, or is that part of a budget process?
Well, if it got to that, we're fairly comfortable just because of some of the steps we've taken through the course of the year, conserving certain areas that we would, despite the fact that we're over our overtime budget, and our salt, we think we should be able to conserve enough because our fiscal year really goes to the end of February. So we'd be starting on our new budget come March 1. So our hope is by taking some of those steps, we'd be able to manage as best we can. That said, if it does get to that point, obviously we would have to go back to the council and have a discussion about a supplemental or possibly in some emergency funding. And, hopefully ensure that the mayor and the council will be supportive of that because, obviously, we have to respond and to the weather conditions that are presented to us as adequately as we possibly can. The real challenge on the salt side of it is being able to obtain the salt. We've inquired about obtaining additional salt, and we are on a list for that, just as many other communities around the region are. There's cities up north in Wisconsin, I think like Wausau, and some of the northern area of Illinois, I think, even where they're basically out of salt for the season. And they're trying to get by as best they can, knowing they're not going to have any salt probably coming anytime soon. So even if we wanted to buy more salt, it's going to be a challenge probably getting it.